Blog Talk Radio.
52-yard try from the near hash mark to tie the game. 5 seconds left. Reyes the holder. Burns the snapper. It's back. Hold down. Kick is up. And it's plenty long. It's good! It's good! The Red Raiders have tied this game. They've come back from 38-7 down and send it into overtime.
Crabtree on the jailbreak. Here he goes. The 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Forget it. Five. Touchdown, Red Raiders.
High snap, but he gets it away cleanly, although it's a wobbly kick. Morris takes it as 14. Sidestep one defender. He's got room to the 25, 30, 35, 40. Just the kicker to beat. The 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Red Raiders.
8 seconds left. They got one timeout, so there's time to make one play to the middle of the field and call a timeout to set up a try, a field goal try. So Harrell in the shotgun from the 28. The throw goes to the right side for Crabtree. It's caught.
He breaks it. Touchdown, Red Raiders.
Unbelievable.
Touchdown, Red Raiders. Michael Crabtree has done it. Michael Crabtree makes the catch at the 5, breaks the tackle, and scores.
There's still 1 second on the clock for Texas Tech. Unbelievable, Michael Crabtree.
Oh, my gosh, can you believe that?
What's up, everybody? What's going on? Welcome into another edition of the Victory Bells Podcast. I'm Will McCain, as always, joined by my main man, Matt Clare. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, man. How are you? Probably tired from this trek across the state, man. You're getting after it. Good job on that stuff.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that. But honestly, like I said before, man, that's my favorite kind of week of the year. And like I said, it's always pretty hectic, and I'm just kind of going. And you know, you got to join in for a couple of days. You know how it is. But yeah, I mean, I love doing it. Love just getting out there and getting to see a lot of prospects just get after it and just finding guys I don't know anything about or guys I've only met, you know, as far as doing interviews over the phone, finally get to meet a lot of those guys in person. So it's really good for me, and it's really good for me to really get to see the coaches kind of work in person, just kind of how they do things. It's really just good for my observations and me doing my job better. So really, really enjoyed really the entire week. All six camps were really good, particularly I'd say probably the Longview and spring camps, and those were my two favorites. Obviously you get three offers from a spring camp, and the Longview one's always loaded with talent. So I guess man, we got, you know, four commits obviously from this, you know, Texas Tech camp series. I guess if you want to look at it that way, I think you do. You obviously get DeMarcus Fields, who already had an offer, but he committed at the New Braunfels camp after participating in that one. You get Houston Miller, who hung out a little bit at both the Dallas camps. And then you had Waco Midway kicker Jackson Smith, who was actually in Lubbock last weekend, who committed for a preferred walk-on spot. So there's another one. And then we've actually got one on the line right now, and that'd be Mandeville, Louisiana linebacker John Picone, and he actually committed last week. So I guess first off, John, how you doing tonight, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic, man. Can't complain at all. I guess, you know, man, we got to see you for a little bit out at Tech Spring Camp out there in Houston. I know you were in town with your buddy Gerald and Kevin, just kind of hanging out with those guys and going to take some visits. So I guess first off, man, just kind of run us through your commitment and just kind of how that all went down.
Well, basically, you know, I'd been recruited by some pretty big schools, but the biggest thing for me was just how personal the entire Texas Tech staff was throughout the entire recruiting process. Always, you know, hearing from them, always getting Twitter messages, you know, hey, call me, always just interested in whatever I was doing, you know, asking me how practice was going. So, you know, no matter the size of the school recruiting me, Texas Tech recruited me harder than anyone. I have 70 or more handwritten letters from all kind of coaches on staff. So, you know, every day it was just just getting flooded by Texas Tech. And the more I got to know the staff, the more I enjoyed really just building relationships with them. Coach Curtis is my recruiter, Coach Kevin Curtis. So I've heard from him the most, and I got a call from Coach Kingsbury, and I talked to him for a good while, and just it really meant a lot to me to get a call from Coach Kingsbury, just because of he's a superstar out there in Lubbock, and it really was special to hear from him personally, and he was one of the very few head coaches that ever called me personally, so that was huge.
Right.
And just throughout the entire process, they were extremely professional in everything that they did. Coach Spaff, he flew out to come see me in spring, and he flew out twice to see me. So that was also pretty cool, so I just it was honestly a clear choice for me, choosing Texas Tech. Coach Gibbs just came through, NFL experience. Also coached at the highest level for a long time. So to have a D coordinator that has that NFL experience, been here, been there. I think he led the country in takeaways last year at Houston. Just a very professional guy. And then finally getting to meet him in person, extremely fiery, and I can tell he just loves the game of football. And I can tell he's going to have energy at practice just from, a personal encounter with him. And, I mean, he's great. He's an absolutely great defensive coordinator. I can't wait to play for him. Also, Coach Spaff is one of the best linebackers coaches that I've met. And I'm just really looking forward to playing under him. And I feel this defense is going to be great. I think they're going to be great this year. I think they're going to be great for years to come. So I definitely wanted to jump in and be a contribution to that success that they have. And I'm hoping to play early. I really am. I'm hoping to play as early as I can. I'm coming in January. I'll be graduating school a semester early, and I'll be in Lubbock in January to start spring practice, going into my true freshman year. So that definitely gave me a little bit of a leg up.
Well, John, you touched on a lot of stuff, and that's, one of the questions that we had written down for tonight. You just touched on it. You're an early grad. But when you and I had first talked, we learned also that you also have done homeschool your entire life, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's true.
Okay. So tell our fans a little bit about that. Obviously, you've got the grades in order. You're going to graduate early. I mean, was this the plan all along? Is this something you worked on with mom and dad? I mean, give us a little bit of background there.
Yes, sir. Well, when I was a seventh grader, I really I had my heart set on playing college football, and I had no clue where it would be or, at what stage. I just knew whatever it took to play college football, I wanted to do so. I've been homeschooled since the first grade all the way till now, and I got an opportunity to play at Mandeville High School in Mandeville, Louisiana, going into my freshman year. And also, I was a quarterback. I was 6'1", I was 205 when I was an eighth grader,
okay.
So I was looking for a school to play quarterback at. And in our district, the only school that ran the spread offense is Mandeville High School. So I was able to go to Mandeville just, for sports because Louisiana passed a law that allowed homeschoolers to play at public schools. So freshman year, I played quarterback and safety on the freshman team. And then going into my sophomore year, I put a little more weight on. I was about 210, 212, and I was still running well, and they had a need at safety, so they asked me to play safety. And I wasn't the greatest safety in the world, I'm not going to lie. So they decided, he's 212 and he just wanted to hit people, so they said, play him at linebacker. So I started at linebacker for the first five games of my sophomore year, and then we had an injury on defensive line, so they moved me to play rush end. And then my entire junior year, I've been playing defensive end and defensive line, wherever they needed me, a linebacker, all over the field, honestly.
Right.
So it's a pretty good deal. And then going into my junior year, I got my first offer from Southern Miss, and I told my parents, if more come, I said I want to graduate early so I can start, as early as I can. So we just kind of put all my classes in line so I'd be on pace to graduate early. So that's
okay.
With all that.
Cool. I guess obviously you talked about playing a bunch of different positions, so. I guess what have Coach Curtis, Coach Gibbs, and the rest of the coaches kind of said to you about where they kind of envision you playing at college level?
So far, I've heard they wanted to play interior backer, so they want me to play
middle
linebacker. I believe they're 3-4, so they want me to play somewhere in the middle. So, you know, they just, you know, I'm 220 right now. I'm 6'1", 220 right now. I've asked Coach Spav, you know, Coach, you know, you want me to put on weight or, you know, whatever. He just told me, you know, as long as you're able to move, he said, I don't care how much you weigh. As long as you can keep running, you know, because Big 12 is a lot of high-scoring offense, so they just need guys that will be able to run with backs and receivers for that, you know, those high-scoring, you know, offenses to be able to run with all them. So yeah, you know, it's from what I've heard, they want me to play interior. Also, you know, I have a lot of my film is rushing the passer. So I've talked to Coach Gibbs, and he said, you know, if you're doing well in practice, and you know, we like you rushing the passer, you know, have me come down, maybe blitz on third down, or you know, whatever they see my strengths, you know, really being able to plug in that.
And I think you mentioned, you know, last time you were talking about the different positions, you talked about gaining weight. I forgot. What's current height and weight right now, Jonathan?
6'1½", 220.
Gotcha. Okay. And then we last saw you in Houston, you know, not too long ago, but you also kind of stopped in, and Will mentioned off the top with a few guys from the Louisiana area as well, in Myers and Wilbon. So how well do you know them? And you know, I guess in your experience kind of going to the camps and visits with them, you know, what were some of their thoughts about Tech?
Well, I've known Kevin for 3 years. Kevin's a linebacker out of Acadiana High School. And I've known Gerald for 2 years. And he's a defensive lineman from Destrehan High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Kevin actually my sophomore year at a photo shoot. And, you know, I've been talking to him since. And I met Gerald. He went on a trip with me to a Mississippi State camp the summer going into our junior years. I really enjoy hanging out with those guys. And obviously, you know, their film speaks for itself. They're great football players. So if I could get them to come to Tech with me, that would mean the world to me. But, you know, I can't make that choice for them.
Sure.
But we've talked about it, and they also, in their opinion, you know, Texas Tech staff as good as any staff we've talked to yet. And I know they can also feel all the love and attention they're getting from Texas Tech as well. I mean, Texas Tech is high on their list, you know, and I just really, you know, do all I can to get them out there with me. But at the end of the day, you know,
they
have to choose their own path to success. So I believe that those guys are going to be successful no matter where they go. You know, so whoever gets them is going to be lucky to have them for sure.
Well, good deal. I guess finally, man, is kind of for my final question. I guess just kind of why did you kind of feel that, you know, kind of right now was the right time to commit? I guess did it have something to do with getting to see the coaches in person, or was it just that you kind of feel the time was right? I guess
it had a whole lot to do with getting to see the staff in person finally. After meeting the staff in person at the camp, I just felt like it'd be a massive opportunity to pass up. So I just felt like it was time, you know, came home from being in Texas, talked with my parents, talked with my mentors, and just, you know, prayed about it. Felt like it was time to commit, you know, just let them know I wanted to be a Red Raider.
Right. Okay. And then
well,
I guess.
Congrats, man. Go ahead, Will.
I was going to ask you anything else to ask.
Well, my last question was, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, when Tech started recruiting and who all you've talked with, but take us through that phone call. Who did you call? You know, tell us about the moment you committed. What was the coach's reaction on Saturday?
Well, first person I called was Coach Curtis because he was my recruiter. So I called Coach Curtis and I let him know, you know, had my parents on the three-way call too. So had everybody on there, and, you know, Coach Curtis was absolutely, you know, ecstatic about it because he had been recruiting me for about 4 or 5 months now. So I know it was, you know, huge for him, huge win for him to have me commit. Immediately following that, I called Coach Kingsbury. He was also very excited, you know, very energetic on the phone. I could hear the smile on his face. You know, you could tell he was just smiling the whole time, laughing, just, you know, extremely excited. Told me I'd made his summer. He'd been waiting for me to call. He said they've been waiting for more blue collar football players to come, and Houston Miller and Braden Stringer, you know, and myself, you know, while all of our film is just very similar because of the fact that it's extremely physical. You know, we all play very aggressively, and, you know, we're not apologizing to anybody for that. So you can definitely tell this is a special class coming in right now. So, anyways, after I talked with Coach Kingsbury, called Coach Gibbs, and he actually walked out of dinner with his family to call me, and he just told me how fired up he was, and he explained to me he thought I was under recruited, you know, and he that's what he told me. He said, you know, I know that you're under recruited, but he just told me this is the best place you could possibly be, you know. Also told me this is the best situation just because of the fact that most of all the starting linebackers are graduating, so it's going to be wide open when it's my time to come through, and especially me coming in early. You know, I'll definitely have a great opportunity to play early. After I called Coach Gibbs, I talked to Coach Spav and just talked with him. You know, he was very excited too. So I think that's everybody I gave a call.
Like I said, you know, again and again, congrats, man. We enjoyed getting to meet you, and that's kind of all the questions we had prepared for this evening. But we do these podcasts, you know, more frequently during the year. So this is your first time, and we appreciate your time, and we'll definitely have you back on, catch up with you closer into the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
No problem. You'll take it easy.
You too.
Guns up. Guns up.
All right. Once again, that was Mandeville, Louisiana linebacker John Picone. And that's an interesting one as far as, you know, just kind of his whole situation, what all he's kind of done, Matt. And I think you can tell talking to him, you know, he's obviously a really well-polished kid. And I mean, it just, you can just hear in his voice, you know, it's kind of how excited he was to commit.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we got to meet him last week. And, you know, when I first talked to him just after the offer or after Tech had shown interest, he was the same way. I mean, very upbeat, very well-spoken. And, you know, just seemed like he said, I mean, going back to seventh grade, he had his goals and he had these different benchmarks and making new goals. I mean, so – I don't know, just a good all around kid. Like you said, 6'1", 6'2" is generous, I think, right? But
yeah,
6'1", 220. He's definitely got a good frame, but I think he said it best. You turn on the tape, and you know they're going after these linebackers that, you know, have good instinct and, you know, crash those running lanes and make tackles, and so he fits that mold. And you know, I mean, I'm not making a comparison, but it just reminds me last year of like a Hinton. You know, and if you can get three or four guys like that in this class,
him and
you
Brady
add some depth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just very downhill and athletic enough to run side to side. And just the type of kid who, you know, again, like he said, jumps down to defensive end and rush in because his team needs the help. So he's done a lot of different things. And, you know, it's a pretty big deal to not only have your first commitment from Louisiana in however many years, but also an early grad and someone who will – you know, also be able to possibly count back to some of those spots that the coaches left open last year, but also get in early, learn the system, and like you said, fight for early playing time.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. And, you know, I'll be real curious to see what happens with, you know, his two buddies like he was talking about, which if you don't know, he's talking about Kevin Moore, who obviously plays out there in Louisiana, and then Gerald Wilbon, who's a defensive tackle, and both those guys have Tech offers. And I know, Matt, from you and I talking to several people, I think a lot of people are really high on Kevin Moore as well and Gerald Wilbon. So, you know, obviously with one of their buddies in their ear, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that situation as well, you know.
No doubt. I mean, it's just one of those deals to keep an eye on. But this is that time of year where a lot of kids are taking visits and doing those things. But for them to come from Louisiana and spend some time around the coaches, you know, everybody – moves at their own pace, and it'll be, you know, a good storyline to see if the coaches can capitalize on those relationships. But I liked what I saw from Gerald and meeting Kevin as well. I mean, it's just interesting because you had a few linebackers back in town this weekend, and now you have Braden and John, and now we're talking about Kevin as well. So, you know, you've got some options, and the coaches have, you know, built some room in this class to where, you know, I kind of talked to there a little bit about having Picone count back, but you know how that mathematics goes. You're never too certain of it. I know some of those JUCO guys are early enrollees too, and you'll see who else they add. Jet Duffy, who's obviously the quarterback commit and is visiting today, is going to graduate early as well. So, you know, it's just a few different things to factor in there.
For sure, man. And, you know, speaking of all these guys that, you know, were at that camp in Houston, and you obviously were there with me in those two camps in Houston. So, and I wrote this in my final recap for the satellite camps, just kind of overall, you can kind of tell, and each coach on the tech staff has, you know, their own recruiting area, their own areas where they know who all the prospects are, and you know, they're the guy wheeling and dealing that day at whatever specific camp. So, yeah, it was just kind of, what were your impressions of the same thing, man? What did you just kind of think from what you saw, you know, of the coaches interacting with guys and just, you know, seeing them be around prospects they know and then just, you know, recruiting those guys out there?
You know, I thought, you know, not to give the obvious answer, but I thought energy was one. I thought that really, you know, because I've, and you know, this is just, you know, genuine, because I've gone to a lot of different camps this spring as well. I've been to, you know, all different types, right? And they're all run differently, you know, and there's both pros and cons. But I thought the fact that they huddle everybody up and they give them a message and they, you know, talk about, hey, you know, this is why we're – I was only in Houston, right? But, you know, I'm sure
yeah.
it's similar from city to city. But, you know, hey, there's a lot of talent down here. We want to be a part of that, and we've added resources and we've added commitments to our team from the Houston area, blah, blah, blah. And it gives, you know, the coaches a little bit of a chance to introduce themselves and talk about what they're going to do on the day. But also new coach Emmett Jones got in there, and he was, you know – hyping them up and getting everybody pumped up. So it's a little different of a dynamic this year. But with everyone else, you've got the entire coaching staff there along with grad assistants. And the only person that wasn't there was Coach Hayes, who has just enough personality for everybody. So that was the only thing missing this year. But I just thought, you know, they do a pretty good job there live in action.
No, absolutely. And I think just, you know, kind of, you know, riffing on Coach Jones for a minute, you know, I mean, we obviously have talked a lot about the impact we think that he'll have on, the, you know, on tech recruiting and what he can kind of do as far as being a staff member with so many connections. And I really got to see that in person in Dallas, especially in the camp in Lancaster, which is, you know, which is in his part of the world down there in South Dallas. And I was just so impressed with the fact that, and like you said, you know, he was kind of basically the MC for all the camps every single day, kind of got all the kids hyped up, all those kind of things. But specifically, you know, in Lancaster, it was just so impressive to me how much energy he had and how many guys knew who he knew him, how many hands he would shake, not only of, you know, prospects and other coaches, but just of parents and just people in general that just came up to him. And, it's just so incredible how much respect he garners in that part of the world. And I just think that's going to pay off for Tech in spades, because every single kid I talked to at that camp, no matter who it was, you know, they just said they had something to say about Coach Jones. They're like, oh, yeah, I know Coach Jones, or, you know, whatever, man. It was just – it's so impressive. And I think other than that, I think Trey Haverty kind of has a similar rep in East Texas, where he kind of does the same thing. But those two guys clearly, you know, have marked their territory. And, yeah, I think you understand that, Matt. And you got to interact with Coach Jones some. So, I guess, what are your just kind of thoughts on, you know, getting to see him too?
Well, I just think the same thoughts from, you know, the things that we knew were true about him kind of just really stood out. I mean, when you go from having somebody who's more into recruiting coordination and the day-to-day operations of things versus someone who's had tons of experience as a position coach and then a head coach, and not only experience but success in those areas, that's
right.
Where a lot of that recognition is going to come in. But I think what really showed at the camps was that, hey, this is a head coach that had a lot of success. This is a head coach that put a lot of players into D1 programs across the country. This is a coach that just left a roster full of, you know, kids that are going to continue to receive D1 offers and sign letters of intent, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, he started off coaching wide receivers. So who was he out there with? He was out there with the wide receivers.
Yep.
And, you know, teaching them about foot placement and teaching them about timing and, like I said, hyping up the crowd. So I just think, you know, all around meeting Coach Jones, just really impressed, and just another, I guess, feather in the hat in terms of the good hire made by Coach Kingsbury there, because I think, like you said, it's going to keep paying dividends as we move forward.
Right. And I think something, too, just about the camps in general is this is the third year for Coach Kingsbury and his staff to kind of run through these satellite camps. And obviously, Kenny Bell obviously has a lot to do with just kind of how Tech runs things and gets them going, just the camps in general and how smooth things are. And this year I definitely think you could tell that they've kind of gotten into a groove with it and they kind of, you know, get how they want everything to go, because it was everything kind of went off without a hitch every single day. You know, this time, we're here. These drills are here, these drills are there. And there was never any standing around time or hanging out that I saw.
No, I remember the first day I said to you, is the camp already over? I mean, it was boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids register at 1, do height and weight, get their jerseys on, stretch. And, I mean, you're done by about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they just kind of get them in and get them out of there. But like you said, I mean, very well organized. And I thought that the one-on-ones were good because they didn't just say, you know, go. They, you know, Hamby, like I said, Hayes, as you know, was back home because of recovering from back surgery. But Hamby was there running the O-line. And then Smith, of course, was there in the D-line. And then they had Matt Brock, who is one of the defensive GAs. They were all there. And so after a rep, let's say an offensive lineman, you know, took a wrong step or had his hands in the wrong spot, they would stop and say, okay, well, what'd you do on that one? Or, hey, here's what you did well. Or, here's what you need to think about. So it was very hands-on. And I think that those are other things that really stand out when you talk about, you know, a kid's experience at a camp. So those are the things that I noticed in terms of the one-on-ones and some of the things that they did. Because the same thing with Kevin Curtis and defensive backs, Coach Gibbs and defensive backs. I mean, really across the board, you had a lot of interaction.
For sure. And I think that's something else that, and I know you obviously talked to quite a few kids too, you know, both, you know, for an interview and off the record, just kind of hanging out. And it's something that really stuck out, and it's something I wrote about, is that every single kid I talked to, you know, when I asked them, you know, what, you know, man, when did you just kind of think about, you know, getting worked out by these coaches, or if it was a prospect that was just hanging out, you know, what do you kind of see? And, you know, every single prospect just made a note of pointing out, they said, hey, look, you know, we go to a lot of camps and all this kind of thing, but these guys are really hands-on, and, you know, they get physical. They get in there, they show you what they want you to do, they're patient. But at the same time, you know, they demand that you know, do things right and you do things well. And every single prospect, like I said, I talked to you, said they really, really appreciated, you know, the tech coaching staff kind of being that way. And I think another reason for kind of their patience was, and you were out there for both those Houston camps, it was so dadgum hot this week. I mean, it's hot at these camps, but I will say this week in particular was one of the hottest weeks I can remember being out there. So, you know, but like I said, they were good with all these kids. And when you talk to guys, I think it really does leave a legitimate impression on them when they finally get to, you know, be coached by these guys in person. I know you go to a lot of camps, Matt, so I guess what's your kind of thought on that in general?
I mean, like I said, there's pros and cons to each one, and I just think that, you know, for I don't know, for what they intend to do, I think it's very straightforward, and I think that's fine. I'll compare and contrast, I guess, with just one school so I don't get too long-winded. But I guess my only, you know, thing that I really liked about another camp was that at TCU, for example, everyone but the quarterbacks, so the defensive backs and the wide receivers and the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen, they actually compete and do the drills for each side. So an offensive tackle
right.
Do the same things that a defensive tackle has to do and vice versa. I thought that was interesting from a drill standpoint. And then obviously they finish with one-on-ones. I didn't get to stay for the whole camp, but just some of the drills they were doing and some of the crossover and things that maybe help an offensive tackle learn how a defensive tackle is attacking him or a defensive end, you know, what have you. You know, I thought that was a good idea. But really, you know, you're seeing a lot of similarities. You're seeing a lot of different things. And, you know, it just evolves from year to year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it changes each and every year. And, you know, they kind of change how they do things. And one guy that got to participate in camps this year was Tyler Texas defensive back Marcus Fields. And he actually is joining us now right after, you know, he got to work out with the tech coaches and, you know, committed at the end of the day. So I guess, first off, DeMarcus, just kind of how's everything going, man?
It's going great, sir. How are y'all?
Doing good.
I'm doing great, man. I can't complain. I know you probably can't complain about much, man, because obviously, you know, you just committed to Texas Tech on Friday afternoon, man. So I know I was out there, and so I guess just kind of run me through, you know, your decision to commit and just kind of how, whatever you all, well, I guess what all just kind of went into that.
Me and my mom been breaking down this school for a while before I got the offer, but when I got the offer, you know, I knew I was going to commit, but I wanted them to see what I was going to bring to Texas Tech, so I went to their camp. They told me I had to do nothing, but I wanted to show them what my 40 time was and what I can really do, and I went against their, you know, the little Texas Tech commit, which was all right, you know, so.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Plus the environment that I heard in Lubbock, you know, it's pretty quiet and everything, so just for me to get away from home, you know, a lot of bad decisions is really here, and go to Lubbock, you know, just worry about my grades in football and try to just keep progressing in my game, so.
Well, DeMarcus, this is Matt Clare. I appreciate you joining us. I know we briefly ran into one another here in Houston at the Semper Fi camp, but, you know, take us back. I know Will got to report on the camp and your commitment, but remind us, you know, what coaches did you deal with from Texas Tech, and I guess when did you know that, hey, I'm ready to make my commitment? You know, kind of, I guess, take us through who you contacted on the staff. Obviously, you were there in person, but, you know, take us through that moment in time, if you will.
I was talking to Kevin Curtis. He didn't know I was going to commit, but I had my football coach that took me up there. You know, I was telling him that I was going to do it, and my mom, she knew I was going to do it, so she came down there with me, you know. And it was probably 3 days before I went to the camp that I knew I was going to commit. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell him right at the end of the camp. So, yeah. I just made that big decision, so
I got you. Well, cool, man. I guess, you know, actually working out at the camp, I guess, what was kind of your experience being coached by, you know, Coach Curtis and kind of getting a chance to see how he does things? So, I guess, what do you just kind of think about that?
I've seen a lot more new drills, which I'm going to, you know, perfect in my workout and everything. And, the coaching staff is everything is great about them. They show a lot of love and everything. Kevin Curtis, you know, he's pretty dang cool. And being coached by them was freaking great, you know, and I can't wait for it, so he's ready to go to Tech. Whether he has a duck though.
Right. And I guess just, you know, kind of finally getting to meet some of those coaches in person for the first time, just what do you think about you know, the staff as a whole and just kind of getting to see some of those guys?
Oh, they're a little energetic staff, you know, And I could see a big old competition against this, you know, against the wide receivers and DBs. I could see the way they act and everything. So, yeah, they're real fun.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah. Now, DeMarcus, one thing I wanted to ask you before we got too into all the Tech stuff is, I mean, you got offered by Tech, I want to say, like, 2 to 3 weeks ago, and so we really just started to get to know you a little bit more. Can you remind us, I mean, what other offers, you know, were did you have at the time, and what other schools have been talking to you throughout the spring? I mean, give us an idea about, you know, what recruitment's been like, because I know you've been busy with track.
Yeah. Well, my first offer was from Texas State, and that was really a blessing, and then I knew I had a couple more offers right after Texas Tech, but I didn't really like the schools like that. They kept in touch, but it was all about, you know, just football, coming here, you know, there and there. It was from Kansas. I was supposed to go up there and come get my offer this Sunday from them, but I didn't even go to that. And then I had SMU, which they had camps before that, and I didn't go to that either. And they told me, you know, get them, so yeah, and Montana's paid. It was a couple of them, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought we had talked about that, but I just wanted to make sure. And then, you know, I touched on track a little bit, but you know, what events did you run, and how did track season end up for you this year?
Track was really surprising for me. Like, I wasn't even going to do track this year. I had some problems with my track coach. on last year. Austin Paul was my track coach last year. He didn't really want to learn me. I don't know why, though. So we had a little couple of problems. But I ran the 100, the 200, and the 4x4. My 4x4 made it all the way to the regionals. And then we fell shortly. And then I made it in the 100 and the 200, which was pretty great for me. And it was a great experience to run against, you know, like the top competitors in the 100 and 200, like Chris Boyd and J.K. Dobbins. So it was really fun.
Do you remember the time that you finished with in the 100?
Yes, I stayed off in the 10-7.
Okay, cool. Well, Will, that's all I have. I think, I guess, do you have any other questions for DeMarcus?
No, not in particular. I think, you know, just overall, man, you know, before, you know, we let you get out of here, just wanted to ask you, you know, I guess just kind of in general, you know, how does it feel, you know, to be committed to Texas Tech now and just, you know, I guess the whole thing in general, man, just what do you kind of feel about it now?
Man, it feels great, you know. This is what I really wanted, and this is why, you know, my family likes it and everything, and it's like a lot of weight off my shoulders. So, yeah, I'm just getting ready for the next football season and preparing my team to state. So.
Good deal. Well, hey, man. I guess you got
anything. I'm sorry. I thought I wanted DeMarcus. I wrote it down and forgot to ask. Are you? I know you haven't visited Lubbock. Are you headed up there this summer?
Oh, yes, sir. I am headed up this summer. You know, I want me to give you a date? Like, I can give you a date. I can message you on Twitter or something.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. If you don't know off the top of your head, just let me know, and we'll connect with you. But that's the plan, though, is to get up there later this month.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all I had.
Cool.
And like I said, congratulations. And we do these podcasts usually once a week closer to the season, and hopefully this won't be the last time that we have you on. I highly doubt it, but we appreciate you joining us and giving us a little bit more insight into your commitment, man. Congrats again.
Thank you. Well, I'll see y'all later.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Once again, that was DeMarcus Fields, and I think, you know, I talked to him, you know, right after the camp, and I think he was, you know, obviously very excited about everything that was kind of going on with, you know, with the Tech coaches and just kind of where everything had kind of been at with them before, and I think Tech just got a really competitive defensive back commitment. He's a guy that out there, you know, he got physical with the guys and was, you know, runs well and is long, so. You know, it was really just cool for me to see him and just kind of what he did.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a deal where the coaches saw him, got to know him, and, you know, clearly after he described his track times and all that, you know, this is a kid that's athletic. One thing that I did forget to ask, I thought we either already covered it or maybe Drew wrote about it or plans to write about it, but I know that last year was Fields' first year to play cornerback. So this is a kid that's really just untapping some of that potential at the position. And I know cornerback is a specialty role where you have to learn the technique and you have to improve on your, you know, hips and your movements. And so with that athleticism and some coaching from Coach Curtis and the guys here in Lubbock, you know, the sky could be the limit for a kid that Tech really kind of unearthed and got in at a good time.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, hey, I'm pausing the podcast real quick. We're going to have to cut it right here, and we can just get AD to edit it. Hey, Houston, if you're on, get out real quick and call back because the studio isn't letting me do anything. So let me disconnect and reconnect, and y'all go back on if y'all would.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, can you guys hear me? I think I just fixed it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll give it a three count, and then we'll get going, and I'll just tell Dickens to fix it right here at the 47-minute mark. All right. Okay, 3, 2, 1. And we actually have another one of Texas Tech's, you know, recent commitments actually on the line with us now, and that's Keller, Texas defensive end commit Houston Miller. So I guess, first off, man, just kind of how's everything going with you? Obviously, you know, excited for you and, you know, excited you got a commitment. So first off, congrats on your commitment, man. And just trying to talk about what all went into the decision.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And all factors went into the commitment from looking at what school I was going to go to, of how the school was run, like how what programs they had, to their football team, to the coaching staff, to the players in the locker room, to where I'm going to be living in the town itself. A lot of factors went into that. So whenever I chose Texas Tech, it felt right, because whenever I went there on my unofficial, I felt like I was at home. I felt like I was at home with those coaches. I felt like a family, and I felt really close. Being in the town of Lubbock, I felt great. Felt like a place that I wanted to be, and that's the type of town that I wanted to be at. A lot of them are football fans there, and a lot of people that love football, so that's a great business school. That's what I'm looking to major in, is business. So I'm set there with them, so that's a real good deal. And then just living there, I could see myself being happy for 4 years living there. So it all came together, and I said, you know what, I want to be a Red Raider, and I made that move.
Right.
Well, congrats again. You said you did make the move. So take us, you know, specifically to that moment. I know you recently spent a lot of time around the Tech coaches from the visits or visit to Lubbock, like you said, and then to the camps. But, you know, who did you call on Saturday? Who did you talk to? And what was their reaction? What went down?
Well, in the morning I woke up and I was thinking about colleges and everything like that. And I woke up and I had a feeling I wanted to be a Red Raider. And I said, dang. That feels good, because I said it whenever I was waking up. I was like, wow, that felt good. And then I just kept thinking about it, and I said, you know what, I really want to make this move. And so I called up Coach Smith, the D-line coach, and I was like, hey, man, how would you like it? And I said, said that I wanted to be a Red Raider, and we talked, and I told him that I wanted to commit, and I committed to the Red Raiders. And then it was funny, because what happened, my parents were out with some of their friends, so they didn't know what I was about to do. They didn't know I was about to commit. So I had a Texas Tech shirt on and some shorts. So I go to my closet, get a big old hoodie, put that on, and then go meet my mom and dad and their friends, and pull off the hoodie and yell at them a restaurant that they were at that I'm committed to Texas Tech. It was a pretty fun deal. So.
Well, cool, man. You know, obviously you got to spend some time hanging out at the two camps in Dallas, and, you know, you and I got to hang out there some. So I guess, yeah, man, what did you just think about, you know, the whole camp setup and, you know, getting to talk to the coaches again and just that whole thing?
It was great. The coaches are great people, and they're great coaches. They're blessed to have the coaching staff that's put together like they do, with Coach Smith having all the knowledge and the everything that he has going on. Like, and he's turned down offers from numerous teams to stay with the Red Raiders because he has confidence. He knows he can do some great things there. And then Coach Kingsbury, being the head man, just controlling everything, and he's calm and he's cool and he's collected and he's ready to do some great things like that. Those guys are the guys I want to be around. They're intense and they love football, and then they know how to take control of it and they know how to handle themselves. And all I hear is, and all I see is good things from them. So that's a real great talking to them and hanging out with them when I saw them at the camp. My mom and dad, they love hanging out and talking to them. We had to get mom out to the Yulis training camp so she can meet the coaches. And
right.
That she loved it. She loved hanging out with them and meeting them. And she was really excited that she could make it out there and see those guys. And it just felt good to see her be happy and see her be happy talking to those coaches. And I was thinking, I said, no, man. I was like, she's really happy. And I said, no, Texas Tech is a great place, and I say it makes me happy. And so I was like, this is a place before I made the decision. And then just hanging out and watching them coach, how they take care of each individual, like if they don't even know the individual, to having offered them, how much care they put into everyone shows what a great coaching staff they are. Because whenever I was at the Lancaster camp and I took some of my friends there, how well they took care of them in the drills, how well they coached them up, and just everything they did for them just shows that no matter who you are, you're getting taken care of. So that was a real great thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know it's only been like 2 days, but I know this is something you've been thinking about for a while. And then on top of that, you have, I think, 15 to 20 other offers and schools showing interest and all that. So I guess, you know, how does it feel now to say, you know, commitment, or, you know, Texas Tech commit? I mean, is it still pretty new? Are you still getting used to it, or what are your thoughts on all that?
It still feels great. I mean, I've been going around, and I went to school earlier for workout this morning as we started a strength and conditioning program. And then, I mean, I went out and saw a movie with some of my friends earlier and stuff like that, and it was really cool being able to have them come up to me and congratulate me on becoming a Red Raider and me being able to say, you know what, I'm committed to a great school and I'm committed to play football. And that's a blessing to be able to continue playing your football career, because only a handful of guys really get to go out and do that. So it still feels new, and it's going to feel new for a while. I mean, you know, I'm excited to keep having that feeling, just being able to talk with everyone and them knowing that I'm going to go play college ball somewhere and I'm a Red Raider. It's a great feeling.
Well, I have to ask now, what movie did you see?
What's up?
So what movie did you guys see?
We went to go, me and my friend Jordan Thomas. We do this thing out of school. She's my senior girl. They take care of you. They like buy you stuff on like game day and make you cookies and stuff like that. It's cool.
Okay.
I mean, me and her are good friends. So I mean, me and her went to go see Jurassic World. And the movie was freaking awesome. Oh my gosh.
That's cool,
I was
man. That's
freaking
cool.
Out.
So you recommend it to anyone listening then, huh?
Oh, my gosh, I recommend it to everyone. I mean, I've been a lover of the Jurassic Park movies ever since they came out and everything. So if anyone likes those movies, this is a must-go see.
All right, well, there you have it. Hey, man, that's all
yeah,
that I had. Will, if you have anything else, you go right ahead, bud.
No, that's all I had, and I just wanted to say once again, Houston, congrats, man. No, you're excited about all this. So, again, man, congrats on your commitment, and thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much for y'all's time, and thank you for the congratulations. It means a lot.
Well, yeah, we do these podcasts usually once a week, definitely once a week closer to the season, and this won't be the last time we invite you on, but thanks for coming on for the first time, and we'll have you back.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you guys very much.
No problem.
Thanks, Houston.
All right. See you, man.
Once again, that was Houston Miller, Keller defensive end, and, you know, I got to – be around him quite a bit for, you know, two of the camps in person, and you know, just a kid I really enjoy talking to quite a bit, and I think he's the kind of guy that, you know, Tech can really build on, you know, defensively with, as far as those rushing guys and defensive end, just, you know, a really solid prospect that has a really good frame and is already, you know, 230 pounds, you know, skinny 230 pounds. So I think that's a guy that the kind of guys that Tech has to get, you know.
Yeah, and then this stuff that we deal with is always timing. Obviously, this is a great weekend in terms of landing recruits for the staff, but it is all a timing deal. And with Houston, I mean, he has, you know, what, 15, 20 other offers, like I mentioned. So coaches are doing a good job of getting in there and selling them. And I think along the defensive line, and especially with Gibbs and Spavital there, you're hearing different things from that side of the ball on the recruiting trail, and you're hearing from guys like Houston Miller that are being told by Mike Smith, hey, I got 6-7 guys graduating, you know, come earn some playing time, let's get on the field, let's do this. And, you know, you heard it from him, you heard it from John, you heard it from DeMarcus. I mean, these are kids that want to be at Texas Tech. So, you know, that's another good thing to have as you're recruiting and developing those relationships.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what, Matt, we've been, so far we're 3-for-4 on Texas Tech's last four commitments. And as far as this podcast, and we're about to be 4-for-4 because joining us now is Waco Midway kicker Jackson Smith, who was out in Lubbock for Texas camp over the weekend, their kicking camp, and decided he wanted to be a Red Raider as well. So I guess, first off, congratulations, Jackson, and how's everything going, man?
Well, thank you, first off, and everything's going great. Getting a lot of feedback from a lot of people, talking to some of the players that have already committed, and just looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, cool. Congrats, man. I mean, tell us about the experience in Lubbock. You know, we've been covering the camps for, I guess, all the position groups, but this one was specific to special teams and kickers. So take us through a little bit of your experience and you know, tell us about the visit to Lubbock.
Okay, well, this is my first time ever being in Lubbock. I had not really looked at Tech. We have some family friends that go there. They've always talked it up, and I've wanted to see what it was like. And then my personal kicking coach, Chris Shaw, was running the camp. And so he said, They are signing a 2016 kicker. Keep your mind open. Let's see what happens. So I went into the camp just wanting to do my absolute best. And then I get there, love it, 100%, beautiful campus. Go to the competitions. I end up winning the field goal competition and kickoff competition. Coach Severini pulls me off after, talks to me, says I'll be great in the Texas Tech special teams unit, offers me a preferred walk-on spot, and says that it could turn into a scholarship later down the road if I prove myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, after he offered me it, I went and talked to my family, see what they thought. They thought I should commit right then, whether or not I should keep my mind open, whether or not I even wanted to go to Tech. And so after talking to them, they supported me 100%. I decided that Tech should be it.
Well, cool. Congrats, okay, man. I mean, that's all, sounds like a lot to handle in one afternoon. I mean, what was kind of racing through your head as you talked to your folks? I mean, were you leaning towards commitment, or what were some of the things that you were kind of thinking about?
I mean, I honestly just loved it out there. I've never met such nice people who just, like, wanted the absolute best for me. Coach Severini welcomed me in and just took me under his arm. So I felt comfortable and like they supported me out there. So.
All right. Okay. Well, cool, man. I guess, you know, obviously you liked what you saw. I mean, you pulled the trigger. So I guess other than the camp, you know, I guess, like you said, you got to see some of the campus. So did you guys get to, you know, tour the facilities or do any of that kind of stuff? I guess, you know, what all do you guys kind of get to do, you know, other than the camp itself?
Well, I went after the camp with my parents to just drive around the campus and look at it. I didn't really get to look at all the facilities. I saw the meeting rooms, the coaches' offices, and then the practice field. But besides that, I didn't really see much.
Okay. I got you. Well, I guess, just talking about Coach Severini, man, and you know, just getting to interact with him and just what you thought about, you know, him obviously as a special teams coach out there.
I mean, I'm all for Coach Severin. He's down to earth, just a great guy. He seems genuine and nice, and I look forward to just working under him, growing and learning from him. I just can't wait.
Cool. And I know, you know, the news is still brand new, but, you know, when we saw about it, I know you had it's like a huddle or a highlight video, and it really does show off your leg strength, and you even mentioned winning the competition in both field goals and kickoffs. But I guess what is your background as a kicker? You know, how did you get into it, and how long have you been doing it?
I started freshman year on the soccer team, and the soccer team coach happened to be the special teams coach at my school. He asked me if I better thought about playing football, kicking, and I had no clue about it back then. So he kind of taught me and brought me up, and I've never looked back since then.
Okay. And we've, before I forget, you know, we've actually had some of your former teammates on this podcast, and we've followed their recruitments this past year, a few guys actually, and Ben Hicks and Khalil Houghton, and I know that they had a chance to visit Lubbock a few times, and the coaches have been through the program. Did any of those guys tell you about Tech at all, or are your coaches familiar with the program out there? I mean, what all type of a background did you have there, if any?
I didn't really have much background. I talked to Khalil and Ben about all their recruiting, like, what is it like? What campus did you like the best? And they really were open-minded, said all of them were beautiful, and you just got to find, like, you fit in, what you like the best. So
sure.
I didn't really know much about Tech. Coach Gamble has always told us to just keep an open mind about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just fell in love with it when I went out there. And the kicker that's there now, Michael, I've been kicking under the same coach as him. And after committing, he brought me up to speed and just said it's a great experience. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good deal.
All right.
Questions I had. Will, you got anything else, though?
Nope, that was all I had. But hey, man, once again, congrats again on the commitment, Jackson. And know you're excited, man. Can tell you're excited. And congrats again on your decision, man. And thanks so much for coming on with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good talking to you, Jackson.
All righty.
All right, thanks, man. And then once again, that was our final interview of the night. The final guy we had come on was Jackson Smith, and obviously got a preferred walk-on spot as a kicker. But a lot of times, Matt, you know, kind of kicker stories are a lot of times kind of the most interesting ones as far as, you know, how guys kind of wind up where they are or whatever. And, you know, just I know I haven't really talked to him, and you haven't talked to him much either. So just kind of really cool for us, you know, to find all that out. You know, for the first time, just like, you know, everybody that's listening is.
Yeah, I mean, I've never covered a kicking camp, but I know that as someone that covers recruiting a lot over the past few years, I know that they have their own little subculture. So I'm interested to follow Jackson, but like I said, on the brief video clips I've seen, you know, kicking it out of the end zone every time. I saw a 43-yard field goal a few times plus. I mean, that's the only thing I forgot to ask. But, you know, I don't think that the coaches would have pulled that trigger if he didn't impress them on the day. So just good to hear that the coach is building the pipeline, because that's obviously an important part of the team. And, you know, we don't want to downplay his commitment in the shadow of these other three guys. But overall, you know, good podcast. Just wanted to get those guys on the phone.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll have more stories and more detail, and we'll stay in touch with them as the rest of the recruiting cycle picks up. But always good to kind of hear them say these things in their own words and describe kind of their reasoning for making their decisions.
Absolutely, man. And like you said, this was a Stuff to the Gills podcast. Glad we got to get all four recent commitments on, and good stuff. So I guess before we get out of here, you got anything else you want to say or talk about, man?
No. I think anyone who's made it this far, we really appreciate your time and your patience, and we'll keep doing these a lot more frequently. There's so much more guests for us to have on, and felt like we needed to get this done with all the recent commitments. So we'll keep working on getting some more and keep in touch with all of you.
Absolutely. Great stuff once again from you, Matt. Appreciate you, man, as always. Once again, you guys just listened to the Victory Bells podcast. I'm Will McKay. He's Matt Clare. Hope you guys had a great listen, and I hope you guys have a great weekend whenever you get to listen. Thanks again.